Let me pray for you.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this day.
主啊，我们感谢你给我们的日子。
And as we hear your word,
在我们即将聆听你的话语时分，
May we sense your presence.
让我们都能感受到您的亲临。
Will you speak to our hearts?
求你能够对我们每一个人的心灵讲话。
I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名 ，Amen。
In 1992-93, our family was living in a small, remote city in China.
在1992年到1993年之间，我们家是在四川的一个很偏僻的一个小镇里面生活。
Life was not easy.
在那里的生活不是很容易。
There was no hot water for showers.
没有热水。
And then there was no heat, very little heat through the winter.
即便到了冬天，也是有很有限的这个取暖设施。
And the television had no English program.
所有那边的电视节目都没有英语的节目。
But in 1993, Spring Festival.
然而，在1993年的春节的时分
，we were able to go to 广州。
我们一家人都去了一趟广州。
And we stayed in a nice hotel.
我们住在了一个非常好的酒店里。
With hot showers.
那里头有热水淋浴。
And English television.
而且还有英文节目电视。
And when we turned the TV on, it was a show that our family enjoyed together.
当我们打开电视的时候，里面正好在放映一个我们一家人都很喜欢的一档英文节目。
My nine-year-old daughter Jamie turned to me and said, with a big smile on her face, "It doesn't get any better than this."
当时我九岁的女儿 Jamie 冲着我微笑着说，再有没有比这更美好的生活了，爸爸。
Simple pleasures can produce a great, a source of great thanksgiving, especially when you've been without for a long time.
当你长时间缺乏某种享受的时候，最简单的快乐也能成为一个非常巨大的这个感恩的缘由。
It doesn't get better?
难道真的没有比这更好的生活了吗？
Of course it can.
当然可以有更好的生活。
But our experience of deprivation taught us being thankful is not always easy.
但是那一段十分困乏的这个经历教会了我们一件事情，那就是感恩并不总是一件容易的事。
When times are difficult, Thanksgiving is perhaps the last thing any person would like to do.
当我们生活很艰难的时候，感恩或许是我们最不想做的事。
As such, thankfulness, especially in the face of difficulties, can be one of the most courageous and transformational acts.A human being can make.
然而，在困境中仍然能够感恩，可能是人在当时能做出最勇敢并最具转化力的一种行为了。
Giving thanks when it is easy, when it's easier to complain and grumble or criticize, is an act of faith against despondency and despair that come with difficult time.
在更容易抱怨和发牢骚与批评的时候。而选择去感恩，这是一个有信心的行为，用以抵挡那种艰难而带来的这个沮丧和绝望。
Our song this morning is a song of faith.
我们今天早上读的这个诗篇呢，是一首信心之歌。
Its construction is self-summoning. It's summoning itself to praise God.
它呢是唤出我们自己从心灵上来赞美上帝。
So we hear this in the first two lines. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With all my heart I will praise His holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He does for me.
那么就正如这个前两节所说的那样，我的心呐，你要赞美耶和华，凡在我里面的都要赞颂他的圣名。我的心呐，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
Why is this construction important as we consider Thanksgiving?
为什么这样的方式对我们去理解感恩很重要呢？
It's important because it recognizes that often thanksgiving is a choice we can make.
因为它提醒我们，感恩往往是一种我们可以去做的一个选择。
And though getting a hot shower and treating ourselves to a favorite television show might be helpful in stirring our ability to give thanks, our text informs us that we do not have to depend on good circumstances to be thankful.
虽然一个热水澡或是一档喜爱的电视节目也许是能激发我们的感恩之情，但是这节经文告诉我们，感恩并不依赖于好的环境。
Now we can cultivate thanksgiving by remembering what God has done in our lives. And to help us, these first five verses of Psalm 103 gives us five ways that God can enable us to be grateful.
我们可以通过回忆上帝在我们生命中的作为来培养我们的感恩之心。那么诗篇的103章的这个第前五节呢，正是让我们看到了上帝是如何以五种方式来教导我们学会感恩的。
The first is this, is to release the weight of your past.
首先第一个是要卸下我们过去的重担。
In Psalm 103, verse 3 says, Who forgives all our sins or your sins?
正如诗篇103篇第三节中所说，他赦免你的一切罪孽。
The story is told about a woman who was carrying a heavy bundle of stones to the riverbank.
曾经有这样一个故事，一个女人背着一大捆石头走到河边。
Each stone bore a single word.
每一个石头上都写着一个词。
Regret,
后悔
failure,
失败
hurtful words,
伤过人的话语
missed opportunities,
错失的机会
and the stones weighed heavy on her back, and she could hardly breathe.
这些石头呢，把她非常的重，压得她喘不过气来。
And when she reached the riverbank, she began to take the stones out one by one.
当他到了河边以后呢，他一块一块地把石头拿出来。
And tears streaming down her face, she whispered softly.
当泪水顺着脸颊流下来的时候，他轻声地说
：“This one is for the words I spoke, but cannot take back.” And she took out the stone and threw it in the river. Plop.
这一块是我说过却无法收回的话。然后他把这块石头拿出来，扔进了河里面，扑通一声。
This one is for the mistake that haunt me night after night.
而这一块是那夜夜都纠缠我的错误。
This one is for the opportunities I've missed.
而这一块是我错过的机会，同样扔进了河里。
And it went on and on until she threw all of them into the river.
她一块一块地将这些石头丢进河里。
And the stones drifted away with the current, vanishing from sight.
所有的这些石头都沉到了河底，河流把它们带走了，消失无踪。
And for an instant, her shoulders felt light for the first time in a long time.
那一刹那，她的肩膀第一次感到了轻松。
At last she could stand tall. At last she could breathe deeply.
她终于能够挺直腰板，能够深呼吸。
Brothers and sisters, this is forgiveness.
兄弟姐妹们，这就是赦免。
Especially forgiving ourselves.
尤其是能原谅我们自己。
The past is real.
我们的过去是真实的。
And the weight and the stones on us are real.
而这石头的重担对我们来说也是真实的。
But God never intended for us to carry these burdens forever.
而上帝从来就没有打算让我们永远去背负这些重担。
His grace is like that mighty river, powerful enough to carry even our heaviest stones.
他的恩典如同那条大河，足以冲走我们最沉重的石头。
So the question is, will we continue to cling tightly to those stones, or are we willing to hand them over to God?
问题是，我们是否仍然紧紧地抓住那些石头不放呢？还是愿意交托给他，让他冲走那一些重担？
Now Jesus said these words.
耶稣曾经对我们这样说
Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
他这样说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里也就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
God enables us to give thanks because through forgiveness he allows us to release the burdens of our past guilt to him. That one act in to set us free.
上帝使我们能够感恩，因为他借着赦免让我们把过去的愧疚都交托给他，在那一刻我们的灵魂就也得到了释放。
The second way method to give thanks is that to receive his healing.
第二种感恩的方式就是接受他的治愈医治。
The verb to heal in this verse has a wide usage in the Hebrew language.
那么在第三节中的这个治愈这一个词是在希伯来语中呢是一个非常意义非常广的一个动词。
It ranges from meaning of to cure all the way to care for.
它从这个治愈这个意思一直容括到这个照顾这方面的意思。
It can also mean to repair, to resolve.
也可以表示修复或者恢复的意思。
When we talk about healing, most of us can share stories of experiences where God didn't heal.
而当我们谈到医治的时候，我们每一个人可能都有一些这样的经历，那就是有的时候上帝好像并不医治。
At least didn't heal the way we wanted him to heal.
起码不像我们所希望他那样的去医治。
King David, who wrote this psalm, is familiar with times when God didn't intervene in his life to heal.
大卫就深知这样的时刻，就是当他写下这个这以下的这个诗篇的时候，他就是当上帝没有就是按照他的那个想法去医治的时候，他这样写的。
Yeah, the story is found in 2 Samuel. Chapter 12, verse 13 to 23. When you have time, go and go home and read it.
这个故事呢，你可以在撒母耳记下十二章第十三节到二十三节中找到。
Forgiveness came immediately as David repented of his sins.
实际上，当时呢，当大卫马上认罪的时候呢，他立刻就得到了赦免。
But healing was another matter.
然而医治却没有马上临到。
The son he produced from his adulterous relationship, Bathsheba, was born sickly.
他与这个八十八所生的那个孩子呢，生下来就生了病。
And David prayed and fasted for 7 days, begging God to intervene.
那么在
the child died.
在接下来的七天里面呢，大卫进食祷告，祈求上帝能够医治他的孩子。但是七天以后呢，这个孩子还是死了。
Then David makes his declaration.
然而当时大卫就宣告说
，He will not return to me.
他不能再回到我这里。
But I will go to him.
但是我必往他那里去。
And what David recognizes is that all healings are temporary, but there's going to be coming a day.Of greater healing.
那也就是说，大卫在那一刻他明白了，今世的医治都是暂时的，但是有一天，连死亡本身都能够被医治。
Even the healing of death.
就是死亡本身也会被医治。
God is working towards that final day when all our disease will finally be overcome, and we will know Him and will be restored fully to what God had intended us to be.
到有一天上帝会造那么一个新天新地，他会让我们每一个人都能够恢复到最好。
So in Revelation chapter 21 verse 1,
就像启示录第二十一章第一节中所说的。
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone, and I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem,coming down from God out of heaven like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
I heard a loud voice from the throne.
第三节中说，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说
，Look, God's home is now among His people.
神的帐篷帐幕在人间。
He will live with them.
他要与人同住。
And they will be His people.
他们要做他的子民。
God Himself will be with him.
神要亲自与他们同在。
Now, verse 4 is very important to us.
第四节是非常重要的。
He will wipe, wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death, and no more sorrow.
他将拭去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀。
No more crying or pain. All these things.Are gone forever.
没有哭嚎、痛苦、伤痛、疼痛。I'm sorry, 因为以前的事都过去了。
So we wait patiently for that day.
所以我们非常有耐心的等待的那一日的到来。
The third is reclaim your life.
那么第三种感恩的方式就是重新夺回你的生命。
Who redeems your life from the pit?
他救赎了你的命，脱离死亡。
I met my friend Ron in an architectural drafting class in Komosun College, Victoria, in 1981.
在1981年的时候呢，我在维多利亚的这个 Komosun 学院里头认识了我的朋友 Ron。
He was older than all the other students in our class.
他比我们其他的这些同学呢都年长一些。
And I discovered that he was a Christian.
后来我发现他是个基督徒。
And he told me one of his life verses was from the prophet Joel, who gave Israel this prophecy.
他告诉我他生活中体会到的一节经文，就是约珥这个先知书中。所说的一段话。
Joel said, "And I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten."
约珥当时说，我要打发你们中间的大军，就是蝗虫男子蝗啊。Oh no, sorry. Let's finish verse 25.
So he told me that he spent most of the 1960s and the 70s as a drummer for rock bands.
Okay.刚才的那个经文呢，是说我要打发你们中间的大军，就是蝗虫、男子蝗、蚂蚱、茧虫那些年所吃的，我要补还给你们。那么这个 Ron 呢，告诉他在70年代的时候呢，他曾经做过摇滚乐队的鼓手。
He said most of the time he was on trips, road trips and head trips.
他说那些年里面呢，他大部分的时间呢都是在旅途当中。要不然呢，就是在要出发的路上。
But his life, though seemingly exciting, was a wasted life.
但是那些看起来好像很光鲜的日子，其实上都是在浪费他的生命。
He didn't have any real meaningful relationships.
那时候他没有真正的人际关系。
Even when he was coherent, and much of the time it was, he had nothing to show for it.
虽然说那些时候呢，他很少有真正清醒的时候，但是即或在这个清醒的时光呢，也是遥遥无几的，没有任何的这个朋友。
Well, since becoming a follower of Jesus,
但是当他信主以后呢
，He had left his previous life, and the Lord had given him a wonderful wife and a meaningful community to live out his faith.
他离开了他的旧世生活，上帝呢赐给他他一位贤良的妻子和一个充满信仰的一个教会群体。
He had equity and he was starting a new career.
他有了积蓄，也有了新的职业。
But most of all, he had hope for his future.
而更重要的是，他重新对未来拥有了盼望。
I'll never forget what he said to me.
我永远忘不了他跟我说的话。
He said to me, Tom, I know what it is like to have a wasted life.
他对我说 ,Tom, 我知道浪费生命是什么滋味。
But the Lord has restored the years the locusts have eaten away.
但是主恢复了那些被蝗虫吃掉的年岁。
So maybe not everyone's experience is the same as Ron's, but isn't it good to know that we can have a full, meaningful life through Christ our Lord?
也许我们的经历都和这个 Ron 有所不同，但是呢，我们都能够在耶稣基督里面重新获得那份丰盛和意义。
Psalm 71, verse 20. You who have made me see many troubles and calamity will revive me again.From the depths of the earth, you will bring me up again.
就像这个叫什么诗篇七十一章第二十节所说的，就是你让我又重新看到了Sorry, don't have the Chinese Bible here.
Calamities and reviving.
灾难与这个不幸。但是呢，是你又让我重新复生，是你让我从最深的地下重新复活起来。
So no matter how we've messed up in life, God is not only able to forgive and to heal, but to rebuild areas of our lives that are broken down.
不论我们曾经怎样的失败。上帝不仅能够赦免医治我们，还能重新让我们重建我们破碎的生命。
The fourth is remember that you are loved.
那么第四种感恩的方式呢，就是你要记住你是被爱的。
And verse 4 says, and crowns you with love and compassion.
那么就像第四节中所说的，诗篇一百零三篇中第四节所说的，以慈爱和以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
At a counseling seminar, I heard a story about a pastor whose son fell into drugs and ran away.
在一个这个研讨会上呢，我听到这样一个故事：有一位牧师的儿子呢染上了毒瘾，然后离家出走了。
For months, the parents didn't know whether he was, whether he was alive or dead.
几个月以来呢，他的父母都不知道他是死是活。
Then one night, the father got a call.
但是有一天晚上呢，他父亲接到了一个电话。
An address 2 hours away.
得到了一个几个小时，得到了一个地址，离他有几个小时远的地址。
It was past midnight, but he drove through the dark, hoping to find his son.
当时呢已经是午夜时分了，但是呢他驱车在走夜路，希望能够找到他的儿子。
The house was filthy and filled with sleeping strangers and the smell of drugs.
那么最后呢，在一所又脏又乱又弥漫着毒品味的屋子里面。
And there on the torn mattress lay his son, a thin, pale, barely recognizable.
在地上睡着各种各样的陌生的人，在那里呢，他找到了他那个瘦弱苍白几乎认不出来的儿子。
And the father knelt with tears streaming down his face. He whispered a prayer and kissed his son on the forehead.
父亲跪了下来，满脸流泪，低声祷告，并轻轻地亲吻了儿子的额头。
And the boy didn't move.
这个儿子没有动。
The father turned and walked back.Into the night.
这位父亲轻轻地起身，又走入了夜色。
6 months later, the father got a telephone call.
六个月以后，电话铃声响了。
And on the end of the line, he heard these words, "Dad."
然后他在对方听到了电话的另一方听到有人说，爸爸。
Can we meet?
我们能见面吗
？Well, they met in a small restaurant.
他们在一家小的餐馆里碰面。
And the father was speechless.
而这个父亲变得目瞪口呆。
His son was clean and clear-eyed and transformed.
因为他对面的那个儿子是一个干净清醒，是一个整个焕然一新的儿子。
And the father asked, "What happened?"
那么父亲就问道，发生了什么啊？
The son said quietly.
儿子轻声地说。
That night you came to find me.
那一天，当你来找我的时候
，I wasn't sleeping.
我并没有睡。
I was pretending.
我是假装睡着。
But when you kissed me,
而当你吻我的时候
，something in me woke up。
我内心深处被唤醒了。
That night，
那一夜
，I knew I had to change。
我知道我必须改变。
When I heard that story，
当我听到这个故事
，I thought what a picture of God's love for us。
我想这不就是上帝对我们的爱吗
？God doesn't love us only when we obey or perform well。
上帝不是只在我们顺服或者表现好的时候才爱我们。
He loves us even when we wander far from Him。
即便在我们远离他的时候，他也依然深爱着我们。
His heart breaks, over our pride, our selfishness, and our sin。
上帝会因为我们的骄傲、自私和罪恶而感到心碎。
Scripture tells us that one time Jesus stood over Jerusalem and wept。
圣经上说过，耶稣曾经为耶路撒冷哭泣。
He said, "How often, Jerusalem? How often I long to gather your children together, but you were not willing."
他说，我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，如同母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。
This is how deeply God loves us.
这就是上帝多么深切地爱着我们。
Paul in Romans 8 wrote these words, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord."
保罗在罗马书中这样写道，因为我深信无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的，还是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔离。这爱是我们的主耶稣基督，是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
Friends, when we truly understand, not just in our heads, but in our hearts,how much God loves us, how much God's loved me, how much God loves you, we too will want to change.
那朋友们，当我们真正明白上帝有多爱我们，不光是在理性上的明白，而是在心理上、感情上的这种理解，理解上帝是多么的爱我们，上帝有多爱我们，我们才会有这种渴望，要有这种要改变的渴望。
This is how God loves you.
这是上帝如何的爱我们。
He receives us no matter how we failed, no matter what we've done.
上帝爱我们，他不论我们怎样的失败，做错了什么，他都会接受我们。
And when we finally accept His love, we too will begin to change.
而当我们接受他爱的时候，我们也开始改变。
So we can be thankful today.
所以我们今天就应该可以感恩。
Because God loves you.
因为上帝不论如何，不论你怎样，都爱你。
你明白吗？
你明白吗 ？Do you understand?
上帝爱你们，这是最宝贵的一句话，对吗
？Yep.
Number five, renew your heart.
第五种方式，更新你的心。
Who satisfy our desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles?
在第五节中，他这样说：他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如鹰返老还童。
In his book *Yearning*, Craig Barnes, a Presbyterian pastor, wrote these words.
长老会牧师 Craig Barnes 在《渴望》这本书里这样写道
：In the pastorate I have many opportunities to hear the words, "If only."
在牧会的工作中，我常听到人们说这样一句话：“要是什么什么就好了。”
It is one of the few expressions that does not seem to have generation boundaries.
这一句话似乎不分任何年龄。
If only my parents were not so demanding.
要是我的父母没那么苛刻。
If only my wife or husband was more understanding.
要是我的配偶能更体谅一些。
If only I had a better job.
要是我能有一份更好的工作。
If only I was richer.
更高的收入。
If only I was more successful.
要是我能有更大的成功
then I would be happy,
那我就会更快乐
or be more thankful.
更感恩了
But our Psalms encourage us to look deeper than our circumstances for the source of thanksgiving because circumstances in our lives are forever changing.
但是圣经里的这篇诗篇呢鼓励我们在感恩的这个根源里面呢是去寻找的根源并不存在于环境当中因为我们所身处的环境在不断的变化
Our text calls us to reorientate our thinking towards God who never changes
而是让我们从那永远不会改变的上帝那里去找到感恩的根源来
In verse 2 it says that we are to remember his benefits
在第二节中他这样说到我们要纪念他的恩惠
Reorientating ourselves away from ourselves to God is the beginning of praise in our lives
也就是说要从我们自我转向自我而转向上帝这才是我们生命中赞美的起点
Notice that, that it does not say the benefits of God are a good job a good house or even a good family
你会注意到诗篇中并没有说上帝的恩惠是会给我们带来好的工作好的房子或好的家庭
Although all these things are good they are not enough
虽然说这些确实都很不错但是呢它并不是这个感恩的这个根基
In Psalm 50 the verse 15 it says As for man his days are like grass he flourishes like a flower in the fieldOf the field, the wind blows over it, and it is gone.
正如第十五节中所说，至于世人，他的年日如草，他发旺如野地的花，风一吹便归乌有了。
A good job, bountiful food, house, cars, nice clothing, are fading realities.
不管是好的工作，还是好的房子、车子，或者是衣服。这些都是会都是过眼烟云过眼烟云。
They're nice, but not enough to form the source of our praises and thanksgiving.
这些虽然美好，但是不足以能构成我们这个赞美的这个缘由。
The benefits of God deal with deeper realities and deeper issues of our lives.
上帝的恩惠呢，触及是生命中更深层的现实与问题。
Listen to the list that David gives us.
让我们来听一听大卫给我们列的一些清单。
From verses 3 to 6, David strings together a series of participles that summarizes God's work in humanity.
诗篇103节103章中的3到6节当中呢大卫用一串动词总结了上帝在人身上的工作。
The words he used are forgives, heals, redeems, crowns, satisfies, and in verse 6,works out justice.
那么这些词里面包括有赦免、医治、救赎、加官、满足，在第六节当中提到了公义。
This is what it means. This is what human beings were made for and long for.
而这正是人类被造的目的，也是人内心深处所真正渴望的东西。
Someone said to me one day that the basic human right is for food, shelter.And safety.
有人曾经对我说，人类最基本的权利就是食物、住所和安全。
It's only partly true.
我觉得这句话只能是对了一部分。
The only reason I think it's partly true because my daughter's dog Buddy wants exactly the same thing.
我之所以这么说，因为我女儿的狗 Buddy 也渴望这些东西。
Food, shelter, safety is not what defines our humanity.
食物、住所和安全并不能定义我们作为人的本质。
What defines our humanity is found in the verbs that David uses: forgives, heals, redeems, crowns, satisfied, and works out justice.
而真正定义人性的，却是大卫在诗篇中所使用的那些动词：赦免、医治、救赎，以慈爱为冠冕，使人知足，还有就是第六节中所提到的实行公义。
And to experience the fullness of our humanity, we need forgiveness to free us from guilt, shame and shame, healing to give us wholeness, redemption to give us self-worth, crowning with compassion to give us respect, and purpose to give us satisfaction, and justice to give us a sense of safety and community And only God can give that to us.
那么要真正的体会到做人的意义呢，我们确实是需要去体验这个赦免，因为是赦免使我们从罪疚和耻辱羞耻当中被释放，而以及医治所带来的内心的完整和救赎所给予我们的自我价值，以及慈爱为冠冕时让我们所感受到的尊重满足，使我们在生命中有意义和目标，以及第六节当中所说的公义给我们带来的这种安全感与群体的这种归属感，这一切呢，唯有上帝才能赐给我们。
Martin Rinker, a 17th century pastor, knows something of this exhortation to give thanks.
十七世纪的牧师马丁林卡特呢，深深知道这种在困苦中的这种感恩的真谛。
It was 1636.
当时1636年时。
In the midst of the darkest time of the 30-year war in Europe.
在三十年战争里最黑暗的时候，在欧洲那里。
Martin Rinker is said to have buried 5,000 of his parishioner in that 1 year.
在那一年里头，Martin Rinker 牧师呢，埋葬了5000名教友。
That's an average of 15 funerals a day.
也就是平均每天要有15场的葬礼。
His parish was ravaged by war and death and economic disaster.
他的教区呢，当时被这个战乱、瘟疫和贫困呢笼罩了。
In the heart of that darkness, with the cries of fear outside his window, he sat down and wrote this table grace for his children.
在那黑暗的深处，在窗外充满着恐惧的呼喊声中，他坐下来为他的孩子们写下了下面一段的餐前祷告。
He has become one of our most beloved hymns.
这也变成了后来人们最喜爱的诗，圣诗之一。
He wrote these words.
他这样写道。
Now thank we all our God.
今天我们来感谢恩主。
With hearts and hands and voices,
用心用手用声音
who wondrous things had done,
主既已完成了奇事
in whom his world rejoices,
世人欢颂主圣名
who from our mother's arms,
从我出生时起
hath led us our way,
蒙主扶佑至今
with countless gifts of love,
前受无穷的爱
and still is ours today.
今仍安慰怜悯。
Here was a man who knew thanksgiving comes from knowing the love of God, not just outside circumstances.
他深深地明白，感恩源于对上帝爱的认识，而并不来自外界的环境。
A.W. Tozer wrote these words, Gratitude is an offering precious in the sight of God, and it is one that the poorest of all of us can make and not be poor, but richer for having made it.
正如 A.W. Tozer 曾经说过，感恩是一种上帝眼中宝贵的献祭，而且这是连最贫穷的人都能献上的祭。献上之后，他不会变得更贫穷，而会更富足。
Here are the words from Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 to 27. He writes, I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey all my rules.
在以西结书第36章26、27节中曾这样说过，我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中去掉石心，赐给你们肉心，我将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
So why give thanks?
为什么要感恩？
Because of God's great benefits.
因为上帝的奇妙恩惠。
Even Christ Jesus, our Lord, whom the Father gave us so that we might have forgiveness, healing, redemption, love, and satisfaction in Him.
更是因为我们的主耶稣基督天父已将他赐给我们，使我们能在他那里得着赦免、医治、救赎、慈爱与满足。他是我们信心的创始至终者，创始成终者。阿门。
Author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Let me pray.
好，让我们来做个祷告。
Father, your word is sometimes so hard for us to grasp.
天父啊，有的时候你的话语，很难让我们每一个人真的去理解。
And when we are going through difficult times,
而当我们经历困难的时候，
it's easier for us to complain.
我们很容易去抱怨。
Maybe even to blame you.
甚至可能，怨。抱怨到您。
But today we want to rest in the promise of your word.
但是今天我们愿意在你的话语中安息。
We give thanks not because of our circumstances.
我们愿意献上感恩，不是因为我们所处的环境。
But because of your love for us.
而是因为你给我们的爱。
And so we thank you.
因此我们感谢您。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名，
阿门，
阿门。